This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea firing 3 missiles over the past week. Many say it means talks between the North and the United States have apparently broken down. But Vice President Mike Pence says this morning, while the U.S. is keeping a close eye on the situation, this is no time to panic.
President Trump truly believes that Chairman Kim wants to negotiate. But as he said yesterday, it doesn't look like he wants to negotiate right now. And so look, we're going to continue to stand firm.
Pence was speaking on Fox and Friends. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street as new U.S. tariffs on China kick in. The president defending his decision to double tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, tweeting that tariffs will bring in far more wealth to our country than even a phenomenal deal. Trade talks with China continue today. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
A new Reuters Ipsos poll released yesterday showing support for impeachment of President Trump has risen slightly since last month. It shows 45% of respondents supporting impeachment, 42% say Trump should not be impeached. The White House confirming that President Trump's nominee to be U.S. Secretary of Defense will be the acting Secretary, Patrick Shanahan.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeting, "Acting Secretary Shanahan has proven over the last several months that he is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense, and he will continue to do an excellent job."
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning out of jail, but might be going back soon. She was locked up for 62 days after refusing to testify before a grand jury, and while she's been released since the grand jury's term has expired, a new grand jury has issued a new subpoena for her. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A school district official reportedly urged administrators at the Denver area charter school where a shooting occurred earlier this week to investigate claims of violence, sexual assault, and campus bullying 5 months ago before the deadly shooting. CNN's reporting an anonymous parent telling the Douglas County Board of Education the alleged problems could lead to a repeat of Columbine. 2 teenagers are accused of killing 1 student and injuring 8 in the shooting Tuesday at the STEM high school Highlands Ranch. New York police officers who died of illnesses related to the 9/11 terrorist attacks being honored on a memorial to officers killed in 2001. Today, the names of nearly 4 dozen officers who've died over the past 18 years are being added to that memorial at NYPD headquarters. They include 15 officers who died last year of cancer and other illnesses related to their service on or immediately after 9/11. And late-night host Conan O'Brien is defending his writers after settling a lawsuit that accused his team of stealing jokes. They were accused of stealing at least 5 jokes from a blogger and his Twitter account. O'Brien says in an op-ed in Variety, in an age of social media, it seems most Twitter users are budding comedy writers, which means dozens of people often write the same joke. Next time you're online, check out us online. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Joining us right now is former Trump campaign advisor Michael Caputo is back with us, who has 30 years of global communication experience with government, political campaigns, trade associations, and Fortune 500 corporations. He's probably the only executive in history that I'm aware of that has worked both for the White House and the Kremlin. No wonder that got you in trouble, Michael. That anything that has to do with Russia, the Kremlin, I mean, the FBI seems to want to focus on that.
Well, you know, it was always going to be that way, I guess, right? Well, as soon as I saw the first press release out of the Hillary Clinton campaign in July of 2016, saying because I had lived in Russia in the 90s and I knew the president for many years, but I certainly had to be the conduit to Vladimir Putin. As ridiculous as that is, and as factually incorrect as that is, that's what dragged me through all this mess.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you and I have discussed this before, and not only speaking of discussing, but how disgusting it is that a fellow American citizen would have been subjected to, you know, what comes down to harassment. And after everything is all said and done, for what? Because you decided to exercise your civic responsibility for the good of our nation and something that we believe in. And, you know, you and your family have paid a big price for it. And there's others, other conservatives and those that have helped with Trump that have gone through hell and back. And, you know, Michael, I don't know what the remedy is. I mean, you know, a lot of the socialist-minded Democrats want to talk about reparations today. And I think about, you know, yourself and General Flynn, Jerome Corsi. I mean, the list is, you know, goes on and on. What the FBI has done to you and what it has done, you know, to American citizens, and how, you know, what kind of gateway has been opened for abuse down the road? Because if this is what this has come down to, if this is what our free nation has come down to, that, you know, our three-letter agencies can be weaponized against political foes, we are in serious trouble.
Yeah, it's a familiar trouble, though, for our nation. Mm-hmm. We had the same questions in the 70s when they established the Select Committee in the United States Senate. Mm-hmm. That was designed to dive into the very same questions on the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA. Mm-hmm. And this select committee ended up with, you know, with well over 1,000 people, 900 from the CIA alone being fired. And for a generation afterward, I know people who joined the alphabet soup agencies in those days in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you mentioned politics in any way in the lunchroom, somebody would say, you keep your nose out of politics and you do well here at the CIA. Mm-hmm. Those attitudes went as soon as the Church Committee, it was called, the memories of the Church Committee faded. And I think What we need right now is a Senate Select Committee to do the same exact thing, a better job of it this time. And I think Lindsey Graham should chair it. Mm-hmm. I think a Graham committee can get to the bottom of this. And what we face in the next couple of weeks is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for what happened to my family and the 40 to 50 other families who were wrapped up and walloped by this thing, even just as witnesses, you know, this has got to stop. It can't mm-hmm. ever happen again to any president, as President Trump says. And the only way to do it is to actually punish people for it. I think we're going to get an inspector general report from the Department of Justice that lines people up for a deeper investigation. I think we'll see Attorney General Barr appoint someone internally to go about that business. I think we could see some people prosecuted in this situation. You look at the abuses, you can't imagine that nobody is going to be actually hauled in front of their peers. So from my perspective, those two actions, the IG report, the internal DOJ investigation, could also give birth to a modern church committee, a Graham committee. And I don't think if we don't see all of that, anything will ever be cleaned up.
Yeah, without a doubt, because the thing is, and even in the process, Michael, to hear you talk about this, this isn't going to be something that happens overnight. We know the wheels of government move slowly, so this isn't going to happen before the 2020 elections. There's going to be, you know, some concern. People's eyebrows are going to be raised over this in much the same way that they started to be raised over the Mueller report, the conclusion that there was no collusion, and this argument. Argument for obstruction. I mean, all it did, you know, as some analysts and other prosecutors and even Ken Starr has said that, that Bob Mueller didn't do Bill Barr any favors, and not only Bill Barr, but the country at large, because what it did was it really raised the ire. It allowed space for the mainstream media and those Democrats that want to continue to push this narrative. And they do it in ignoring the obvious question, and that is, when, especially as more of this information is coming out, is the real collusion happened on their side. It happened with Democrats. I mean, this is all well documented between the emails between, you know, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. This information that's being found out now from the Ukraine and the conversations that was going on between Hillary Clinton and foreign operatives. I mean, if that's the point of any kind of campaign having conversation with a foreign nation, much less, you know, Russia, an unforeign nation, I mean, or a unfriendly nation, a foe, then what Hillary did is very obvious, and that's where the violation took place and where the crime took place, but that's been overlooked in order to target on Donald Trump.
I agree. Unfortunately, I think we, even though I believe this spying on the Republican candidate for president of the United States, I believe that probably goes all the way to the top in the Obama White House. We'll never see President Obama or Hillary Clinton prosecuted for anything. It's a two-tier justice system,
right,
as you and I have talked about.
Right.
Before.
But Michael, if it doesn't do that, then how can we really clean this up?
Well, I think that in a lot of ways, you know, the country is profoundly screwed. I mean, and the problem is this. This is not something that just happened, as you know, Bill. It's, you know, when you look at this, it goes pretty far back. If you look at Attorney General Eric Holder, he failed Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who left Attorney General Jeff Sessions with a mess, who left Attorney General William Barr with a house fire.
Right.
I mean, this goes all the way back. I mean, Comey left Chris Wray with a mess. These guys have been, and by the way, Comey and McCabe left Mueller with a mess. And each one of these people is trying to clean up after the other. It's the way that this animal we call a government works in Washington. And what we need is what we have in this president, and that is someone to put his foot down and say, it stops here. And that's why I think we do have some hope in William Barr. He may be just the man to do this. You know, I've reported that FBI informants contacted me during the campaign to every single investigator, Senate, House, Mueller, Inspector General Huber out in Salt Lake. And I've reported these contacts with proof that one of them at least was an FBI informant for 17 years. I've reported it twice to each and to many of those people. I've never gotten one question in return.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Michael Caputo after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, back with you. Our conversation with Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign advisor, continues. Michael, you said that you reported before the break that you had reported that you had this information, didn't hear anything back. I mean, this is what I'm concerned about, is that the deep state, as deep as it is, and, you know, and how it's infected so much of our government, especially these alphabet agencies, and more particularly the FBI and CIA, the intelligence community, can they handle the truth? Or is this still going to be an ongoing cover-up to where they try to somehow, keep the manure piling on so that we really don't understand what the heck happened to us?
Yeah, you're right. Keep the manure piling up, right? That's Washington. Mm-hmm. But, this whole deep state thing, I'm a recent graduate of Deep State University, you might say. And from my perspective, as someone who's had their whole family hauled up the flagpole and down for 2 years, I can tell you that if anything at all is going to happen, it's going to have to be dramatic. We spoke earlier about how the church committee ended up firing something on 900 people from just the Central Intelligence Agency after this investigation in the 1970s, more at the FBI and more at the National Security Agency. They fired them because they were spying on Americans. Now, here we are, advance the tape, in 2019, and we need to do the same thing again.
Right.
We have seen the people trying right now, for example, to hang William Barr out to dry in order to ruin his credibility so he cannot possibly come up with a credible investigation of what went down. But he's strong enough to withstand that with incredible bona fides that are beyond reproach. So from my perspective, once the CIA, they have, because believe me, the CIA is in this. Brennan is neck deep in this thing.
Yes,
and
right.
All of his hatchet men are neck deep in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA, the FBI, and other parts of the Department of Justice. I think these people need to understand that another 900 of them are going to be fired this time.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds must be fired probably from each one of these alphabet soup agencies,
right,
as a result of what we could see from a Graham committee. And that's the only way to change this, because it is so screwed up for so very, very long.
Do you think this is why Bob Mueller's trying to stay outside of the fray of this?
I think Bob Mueller is designed by God and his genetic code to stay out of the fray. It's going to be an interesting time to see him testify before Congress, because Congress will be begging him to throw everyone under the bus, because he is the last line of defense in this conspiracy theory, in this Russia hoax.
Mm-hmm.
If he sits down there and gives them chapter and verse just like he did in the report, the Democrats are going to be terribly disappointed. It's going to be must-see TV.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to give them what they want. What
right.
they want is for him to paint the yellow lines on the road to impeachment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't do it, they
right.
got nowhere to go.
Well, I would agree. I mean, in a sense, I mean, he already gave them 448 pages, and they don't even want to read those. I mean, they can have it unredacted. I mean, Jerry Nadler's doing all his stuff. I mean, I think Donald Trump just ought to send chicken over to the committee. He just, load him up with chicken like he did with some of the national athletic teams. Instead of sending over McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, just send over a bucket, a bunch of bucket of chicken, and we'll just have a party.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the House, as you can tell from what they're doing, calling out William Barr for contempt on something that they're trying to force him to break the law. You know, they're going after Donald Trump Jr. now. And let me just tell you and your listeners, anybody who thinks that the Republicans in charge of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence are pro-Trump, they're wrong. I testified before that committee. It's as visceral from the Republican side as it is from the Democratic side. This was completely, the subpoena of Donald Trump Jr. is not a surprise to me after sitting through that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
But, we have to see, the problem we have here is that the normal machinations of government are not going to work to clean this up. And we're going to watch as the CIA and the FBI and themselves start to panic like the House Democrats are right now.
Mm-hmm.
What will these alphabet soup agencies do when they understand that a new committee is going to be formed and that there will be people fired?
Right.
That's going to happen, because what went down in the last 3 years in these FBI, CIA, and et cetera, National Security Council, that makes what happened in the 70s, what inspired that investigation in the 70s, where well over 1,000 of them were fired, it makes that, the 70s, look like it totally pales in comparison.
Without a doubt.
We've just been through.
Exactly. This is much more massive. And, you know, the question will be from everyday Americans, after the firing of these individuals, are they going to exit with golden parachutes like Lois Lerner?
I think it's very possible. I think if it weren't for William Barr, if we go forward with an IG report and no internal appointed prosecutor to look at this even further, if we don't get a Senate Select Committee to investigate this, like I said, the Graham Committee, if we don't get that, we're going to see people jumping out with golden parachutes.
Right.
That's the way the government cleans things up. It just files things differently, and we can't have that again.
And the other thing that we've got in terms of time, and this is why the Democrats are doing what they're doing as well, Michael, I know you're aware of this, is they see the clock, and they see the 2020 elections, and hope upon hope is that they're able to retain the House. Somehow they could tip the Senate, and then, you know, the deep state is back in control, and all this stuff will just fade into distant memory.
It's the truth, and you make a very important point. No matter what you think about Jerry Nadler, I'll bet you he knows he manages the clock well.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very smart man. And, I mean, you don't care what you think of him. He's a very, very smart man. He plays that clock well. And you've heard it already in the last couple of days. More and more Democrats are talking about impeachment. The president is baiting us for impeachment. The president, should be impeached by the way he's obstructing justice today, not just what he did during the last couple of years. These guys are starting to talk about it more and more. And that's what's going on here. You and I have talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
The impeachment of the United States by House, of the President of the United States by House Democrats is a metaphysical certitude. And you can hear it coming around the bend like a train.
Well, what the voters need to fix in their minds is that the Democrats are wasting money. We have already invested over $60 million into this hoax. 30, 35 million with Mueller, Senate and Congress, their investigations, and that's as of the end of last year. That's not counting what we're, you know, continuing to invest now. So well over $60 million, and, you know, and then what we found out, Michael, is that Mueller understood the same way that Peter Strzok understood, that there was no Russian collusion. That's why Strzok went and wanted to be involved with the special counsel to begin with before he was exited. And so it didn't take Mueller. Mueller's not an idiot. He figured this out. And the timeline, the big question is. And what's, you know, being indicated here is that he knew this well before the midterm elections, but he chose not to present this and basically help set up, you know, things against the GOP and allowed, you know, for the Democrats arguably to take over the House because he chose not to reveal this knowledge.
That'll be an interesting question to hear out of a Republican, won't it?
Yeah,
I mean, we know we're going to see him in front of a committee. There better be a Republican ready with that question.
Oh, I
think. When exactly did you know that there was no Russian collusion? But, you know, here's the thing. I talked to a lot of people that know him.
Yeah.
My public relations firm does litigation communications for law firms. Talked to a lot of former U.S. attorneys who worked under him. They know him. He's not going to give them anything. Mueller is a professional, and what he's going to do is obfuscate or mau-mau that question and say, well, you know, because of all the reports that were coming in and the drafting that was going on, we really didn't come to the conclusion until after the elections were over. That's the answer he's going to give. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see him squirm a little bit while he puts it together,
right.
But that's what's going to happen.
We'll have to wait and see.
We're not going to get Mueller on anything.
Yeah. Well, we got to leave it right there. Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign advisor. As always, Michael, thank you for the insight. Appreciate it. Be well.
Thank you.
Take care.
May is Mental Health Month, an important time to acknowledge the 1 in 5 U.S. adults living with mental illness. Many people with a mental illness may also suffer from tardive dyskinesia, or TD, an involuntary movement disorder associated with prolonged use of antipsychotics. While TD may affect at least 500,000 people in the U.S., research shows a gap in TD awareness. This year, approximately 20 states have declared May 5th through 11th, 2019, TD Awareness Week. To learn more, visit talkabouttd.com, brought to you by Neurocrine Biosciences.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea firing 3 missiles over the past week. Many say it means talks between the North and the United States have apparently broken down. But Vice President Mike Pence says this morning, while the U.S. is keeping a close eye on the situation, this is no time to panic.
President Trump truly believes that Chairman Kim wants to negotiate. But as he said yesterday, it doesn't look like he wants to negotiate right now. And so look, we're going to continue to stand firm.
Pence was speaking on Fox and Friends. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street as new U.S. tariffs on China kick in. The president defending his decision to double tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, tweeting that tariffs will bring in far more wealth to our country than even a phenomenal deal. Trade talks with China continue today. And this is USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Love America. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, we're going to have a lot of fun today because Shelly Hunter is back with us. She's the gift card girlfriend, and, of course, she bears gifts, as she always does. And so you're going to get a chance to win a gift card of your very own. So stay tuned for details. These are $100 gift cards. I mean, they're absolutely awesome. You know, it's that time of year again. You know, Mother's Day just around the corner. Father's Day, graduations are only days apart from one another. And there is no need to go shopper crazy waiting in lines to purchase your gifts or chasing the mailman down the street the day when you can give the gift of choice with a gift card. Shelly Hunter, yes, the gift card girlfriend is with us to talk about the hottest trends in gift cards that work perfectly for every gifting occasion, from gift card tips and creative gifting presentation ideas. I love that, to industry insights. Ms. Shelly, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, let's talk about the hottest trends in gift cards.
All right, let's do it. So what we know is that people increasingly want choices. So Black Hawk Network did a survey. 89% of people want to give a gift card, and the good news is 87% of people want to receive them. So our gifting needs are aligned right now. And there is a brand new gift card available. They're called Happy Cards. Mm-hmm. And what I love about these cards is that they're usable at a variety of restaurants within a particular category. So, for example, there is a Happy Moments card. This is one of my favorites. It's usable at Macy's, Regal, Sephora, Bed Bath & Beyond. A Happy Teen gift card is usable at Regal, Sephora, Jamba Juice, and American Eagle. And I'll take one more. Happy Guy is usable at Home Depot. Buffalo Wild Wings, Dell, AutoZone, and a couple other places. So what I love is that you can still give the recipient a gift of choice, but you don't have to know exactly which store is perfect for them. Mm-hmm. The Happy Cards just make it all possible.
I love this suggestion because, in fact, it makes things a whole lot easier and certainly budget-friendly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially right now, as you mentioned, with mom-dad grad season happening, at a lot of grocery stores, you're going to see incentives like 4 times the fuel points if you buy $100 or more in gift cards and things like that. So if you think about all your gifting needs right now and then look for the cards that match, you can probably save money on the purchase itself as well.
You know, it's quite interesting that you have almost as many people that want to give a gift card as to receive it, and a high percentage too, well over 80%. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think, you know, I started Gift Card Girlfriend because I just love to receive gift cards. I was so tired of standing in return lines and or just wearing something that doesn't really match my needs. But, you know, you don't want to offend somebody. And so I think we're finally at that place where we say, you know what, there's a better way. And a better a way to give people a better experience for their birthday or for the holiday that they're celebrating.
Well, and the cool thing too, Shelley, about the gift cards is people look at them as still, you know, it's value. You thought of me. You know, some early on when they first started coming up, they said, "Well, that's it's not quite as personalized." But with these happy cards, I mean, this really adds an element of personalization to it as well, right? And it gives you a little spectrum because, like with the happy guy, you've got Home Depot. And you've also got some restaurant choices there, too.
Yeah, I really think it does. I agree with you that people think have, you know, historically said this is an impersonal gift. But really, it is so much more personal to be able to say, you're going to get to go have the experience you want. And, you know, and here's a way to go about doing it. And it and a card that's so flexible, normally to get that kind of flexibility, you have to buy a Visa gift card, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
But you do pay extra for those. And with the happy cards, there's no fees. And they don't expire, so it's really great, you know, a great combination of the things that we want most in our gift cards.
What should consumers know when deciding on a gift card purchase?
So I really want you to pay attention to a couple of things. One, how flexible the card is, and we've already addressed that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it can be used. So if you see a gift card and you see that it's got, you know, a couple favorite restaurants, make sure there's locations available, and also think about the amount that you're putting on a gift card. So I never want you to blow your budget simply because somebody's going to know how much money you spent. But buy a gift card accordingly. So if $20 is your limit, then the Happy Bites gift card is great because it can be used at Panera and places where $20 can really be a gift.
Right.
But I wouldn't buy, you know, a high fashion gift card where a $20 gift card is kind of more like a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really be thinking about the amount of money, what your budget is, and then where the recipient will be able to get that value as well.
Well, Shelley, and you've also got some great ideas. I mean, we talked a moment ago about personalizing these cards, and you go a step further and creatively package and present these gift cards. So you got the card. Now you have a little bit more time to think about how to, you know, how to add some zest and some personalization to your gift, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of my favorite things to do. You know, most people, if they give a gift card, will also go get a greeting card, and that's great. And I think that even just the right words can make any gift card feel personal. I like to kind of package them up with something. So if I'm going to get you a gift card to a restaurant, I might deliver it with, you know, a plate of homemade cookies or something like that. So there's still something really personal, and it ties in with the gift card. You don't have to take that extra step, but I know when I'm giving somebody a gift card, I like to have my hands full, and I like them to have that same experience.
See, this is what makes you the, you know, the gift card girlfriend, because you go that extra special mile. I mean, you know, because when you present that card, I mean, yes, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like one surprise after another. That's awesome. Great idea.
Yeah. I have like this theory that there should be something that they can enjoy in the moment, because I know they're going to enjoy the gift card when they redeem it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other cool thing, too, is that when you give something like that and other people have given gifts, your gift card and that whole package really stands out, right?
Yeah, it does. And you know what? Like, one of my favorite gift cards to give, and you'll find these on giftcards.com, are custom gift cards where you can turn any picture you want into a gift card. And generally, when people receive a gift card, this is not a gift that you pass around for others to see.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give a custom gift card, everybody gets to see it. People want to see it. It's really a fun way to make that gift more personal as well.
Mm-hmm. Shelley, what ideas do you have with, you know, unused gift cards? I mean, I have to admit, I've got a couple lying around.
Yeah.
What do you do with those?
Yeah. So I think the most important thing is to, when you receive a gift card, is evaluate it immediately. The problems that people have with gift cards is they often hold on to them too long. And if you do that, there's a higher probability that you're going to lose the card, forget you have it, or if it's like the Visa or MasterCard, you could actually lose some of the value with fees after a year. So I really want you to kind of think about it immediately and say, am I going to use this gift card? And if I'm not, you can sell gift cards on sites like cardpool.com or raise.com. You can also think about, well, what graduation gifts or wedding gifts do I have to buy this, you know, in the next couple of months? And maybe I just want to re-gift that gift card.
Right.
But whatever you do, don't throw them in a drawer and just think that somehow they're going to get spent, because they won't.
Yes, they won't. And when you re-gift, don't re-gift the personal side, okay? That can lose context, and it might cause people to misunderstand there. Is there anything that we should be careful about when using gift cards?
You know, I think that when using gift cards, you just want to be able to think. I always go find out what the value of the gift card is first. Because what you don't want to do is think you have $50, go to the register and find out there was $20, and now you're spending your own money. So I would check the balance of your gift card, and people, you know, it's funny, people get confused sometimes about where to find that information. It is always on the back of the gift card. You will find a web address and a phone number to call that says how to check your balance. So check the balance before you go shopping, and then just, you know, enjoy that experience.
Well, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes, thank you. All of the happy cards that I mentioned, they're available on giftcards.com. They're also available at all the major grocery stores. You should find a nice selection of happy cards that have all the ones we talked about. And, you know, good luck this holiday season.
Awesome. Shelley Hunter, the gift card girlfriend. Bonafide influencers often billed as the consumer guide to gift cards. Shelley, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You got it. As promised, here's your chance to win a $100 happy gift card. Yes, thank you very much, Shelley Hunter, for bringing these along. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hopper. We're going to pull your name out of the hopper. You're a winner, winner, chicken dinner. And a $100 happy gift card is on the way to you. Make sure you include your address, okay? bill@billmartinezlive.com.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your soul. The fight, the fight, your soul. You come so far, keep going.
Hey, ready for your comeback? Happy Mother's Day to you. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by the Crypto Prophet. It is the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet banner and see if this works for you and your family. I'll tell you, it is worth checking out. I'll tell you, also worth checking out, I am staring wide-eyed at this brand-new book series called Otter B. And Otter B is, you know, if you can imagine, it's this cute little character, this otter on the cover. And this is the series. It's a series of six children's books that are intended to teach young children basic biblical character traits. In Otter Be Honest, which is the first in the series, Otter breaks his father's watch while playing pirates with his friend. Now, after trying to hide the broken watch from his father, he learns that honesty is best. Each book in the series ends with a rhyme that reinforces the book's theme. Can you imagine that? Hey, this is so cool. And we have the authors with us. Pamela Kennedy and Ann Kennedy Brady join us now. Pamela and Ann, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, this is, I love this series, and I love the illustration, Otter B on the cover. It's just way, way precious that I think that young kids, especially for parents that have been looking for a series, you know, to help teach biblical principles. I mean, this is
sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's why we wrote it. We want to give parents and grandparents an opportunity to introduce their very young ones. So this is aimed at ages 3 to 6, and to introduce them to some values that are important for all of us, but in a way that's fun and child-centered.
Right. Well, Anna, how's it working with your mom?
You know, it's really, really fun. We've always been close and enjoyed we've enjoyed reading together since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an English major in college, and I went on to do playwriting. And then after a few years, we started writing together, and our styles really seemed to merge well. And then as I have a young son. He's 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And as I have moved into parenting, it's been a really fun way to – it's been really fun to see how my goals as a parent merge with how mom parented and then how she has chosen to write children's books over the years. She's been very focused on encouraging the child to make discoveries on their own and with guidance from their parents, but to choose the right way and to understand why they're making good choices. And that is my goal. As I parent my very young child.
That's right. You know, as you start realizing along the way that mother was right, huh?
Yeah, exactly. In so many ways.
I thought I'd throw that in there, Pamela, because, you know, we're staring right smack dab, you know, at Mother's Day
right
here. So happy Mother's Day to both of you, by the way.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much.
Well, Pam, you know, you and Ann have worked together on several books, including 5-minute Bible devotionals for children, which is perfect because, you know, 30 minutes of Bible devotionals for children could be stretching it just a bit because, as we know, when we were kids growing up, our attention span was, you know, pretty close to that of a gnat, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like, books are so important, and they're also a way for parents and children to bond early on. And we know that reading aloud to a child is one of the best ways to prepare that child to be a great reader.
Mm-hmm.
But it also just creates an opportunity in these books. One of our main goals was to create an opportunity for a parent and a child to start conversations about values and about things that are important to both of them, but then the child certainly doesn't really have a context early on for discussing these. So in Otter B books, we're trying to empower the child, but also give the parents the freedom to allow the child to discover along with the little characters, that they also have, intelligence and imagination and the ability to discover the right way to go rather than the parent saying, this is what you must do. You know, when I was a child, that was pretty much how parenting worked. It was, you do this because I said so.
Right, exactly.
and I tried to move away from that with my children, but probably did more of that than certainly my children do with their own kiddos. And so I've always been interested in helping parents and kids make good decisions together rather than just having a parent tell the child what to think or do.
Exactly.
So that's what we're trying to do in these books. And Otter B sometimes doesn't take the most direct route to a solution, which I guess is very Otter-like.
Right.
But he discovers through his own imagination ways to solve his problems. And the parents are there more as resource people and to provide a safe environment. So they don't solve his problems. He figures them out. But he keeps going back and forth between his parents and his friends and the situation that he's in too. Kind of figure out how to do it best. And that's why we think this series is empowering to kids as well as parents.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Anna, I'm sure for you with the 2.5-year-old, you know, as you go through this, and by the way, you know, you're talking about reading to your children. I can tell you, I was really encouraged and impressed that our daughter, who had her first grandchild, well, not her first, but my 10th, read to Jackson in utero. So, you know, and I thought that was really cool that she did that during her pregnancy to kind of set the stage. And, you know, he's 2.5 years old and he was one of these, heart kids, as they call it there in Hawaii. That's where he was born. He was born with a hole in his heart. And of course, the parents and grandparents are still the ones that, you know, we're still brain damaged over it, but he's like nothing's happened to him. I mean, he's found his fast gear and that's all he stays in. He just won and that's fast and it works for him. So we're trying to keep up with him.
Brilliant.
Yeah, they absolutely are. But Anna, you know, for you, as you start to, you know, play this out with your 2.5-year-old, you know, just as Pam was saying, is that this is a two-way street. I mean, he's learning, you're learning, you know, grandparents are learning. I mean, this is really awesome by having this kind of interaction, right?
Oh, exactly. And I think one of the biggest surprises of parenthood has been how much I learn from my kid and how inspiring he is. I mean, he perseveres and tries new things and gets, you know, gets scared and then, like, does something anyway. And I think what's been really interesting is as I've tried to use these skills with him, I mean, we're a little young for the big conversations of, like, how does honesty impact your interpersonal relationships? But we talk about things like, if he's feeling sad, I can say, you know what? It's okay to feel sad. Mm-hmm. What, you know, how do you, you know, what do you do when you feel sad? What is something that might make you feel better? And sometimes he just sort of cries for a while and I'm kind of learning to, like, be okay with that and sort of let him work through it. Or they might say, like, I need a hug, or, I want to play with my scooter, and, like, okay, like, let's work through this together. Or he might make a, you know, a poor decision, and I can say, well, this is what happens when you make that poor decision, and, oh, that didn't feel very good. Or what's been really cool to see is, as we've had these conversations, he now notices it in other kids. So we'll be in the grocery store, and he'll hear a baby crying. He'll go, why is that guy sad? Or someone's feeling, you know, someone's crying, and he gets really concerned about it. So it's been really interesting to sort of see a little bit of development, and then, you know, it's been encouraging for me when he says stuff like, it's okay to be sad. It's actually a nice reminder for me, like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to be sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to, it's something that I can, you know, deal with and work through and figure out how to get through. So it's just it's a beautiful thing, and it's fun to read stories, and then he gets really into it and, like, oh, you know, what's going to happen? And, you know, what's this guy doing? And now he's happy now. And so it's been fun to see.
Oh, very cool. And Pamela, Otter Be Honest is the first of six in this series. Real quick here, we only got about a minute left.
Sure.
Tell our audience, what are the other character traits that you address?
Sure. In this first publications, we have Otter Be Brave, which is about overcoming fears, and he's afraid to go to show and tell. Otter Be Honest, that you've already discussed. Otter Be Kind, which is focused on developing some empathy. He has a sick friend, and he figures out how to make him feel better. Then in the fall, we'll have three more come out. Otter Be Helpful, which has to do with his role in the family, contributing to the welfare of the family and talking about chores a little bit. Mm-hmm. Otter Be Trustworthy, which is about keeping promises. And Otter Be Taking Turns, which is about sharing and playing with others.
Well, this is
each of these is experiential with him, not just teaching or didactic.
Exactly. Well, this is so cool, and this is part of Focus on the Family, their book series here. And so where can they go to get their hands on this series and for more information?
Well, you can go to Focus on the Family's site, or you can go to Amazon or any other book outlet. You can order them through there. Just go online. And the first three are available now. They just came out this week, and the second three will be out in October. Or as you like to say, Otter-tober.
Yeah, Otter-tober. I love it. Well, happy Mother's Day.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do the letters IRS